invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
And now a star is born. On May 8th, 1975, the world welcomed little baby Enrique Iglesias. The doctor congratulated his parents.
Congratulations, Julio. And congratulations to you, Mom, one of all the girls he's loved before.
Enrique Iglesias, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The suspects in a shooting at a high school in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, are students, an 18-year-old male and a teenage girl. One other student is dead, 8 are hurt, and Douglas County Sheriff Tony Spurlock says
all of the victims that were shot have been released except for three. Three children that are still in intensive care and at area hospitals.
We're told the suspects were arrested after a struggle with police who got there 2 minutes after the shooting started. The House Judiciary Committee today votes on whether to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not providing an unredacted version of the special counsel Russian election meddling report.
The Justice Department has provided a less redacted version for some lawmakers. If the Judiciary Committee agrees on a resolution, the full House would then vote on contempt.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. That committee meets at 10 a.m. Eastern. This is Fox News.
Today's program comes to you live from Springfield. It's sort of a takeoff on The Simpsons. You know what I mean, Greg Budell?
Hey, just because I don't care doesn't mean I don't understand.
Jay Scott, I have a question for you.
I didn't do it.
Okay. Emily Hayes, how does it feel to be the only woman on the morning show?
That's every woman's nightmare.
Bailey the Wonder Dog. Well, I'll come back to you later. And I see Rich Thomas is doing something with his phone.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine. Last name Jazz, first name Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz! Don't you check a man's room for a Hugh Jazz?
Is it just me, or does everyone seem to have sort of a yellow tint to him today?
Go!
Stand by for three men and a lady.
Hey, don't worry. You don't have to make up stories here. Save that for court.
Yes. 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. You'll find that from time to time on this program. Sometimes it's me, Greg Budell. Sometimes it's Jay. Sometimes it's Emily Hayes. Rarely. And never is the Rich Thomas memo.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
We
We've been enjoying our very quiet start to the weather week, and gradually we're going to work our way into a different weather regime. It's getting more and more like June out there. The humidity is 88% right now, and with a little bit of extra moisture this afternoon with mostly sunny skies and a very warm day up to about 88 to 90. Look for an isolated, random heat-of-the-day storm to pop up somewhere. It's kind of like trying to guess where the first bubbles will appear in a pot of boiling water. It's impossible to say where, but yeah, there could be an isolated storm somewhere. Low tonight, 68. Tomorrow's high around 89. The coverage on the showers a little better tomorrow, more like 30% in the afternoon and a better chance by evening and tomorrow night. Then periods of scattered showers and thunderstorms from time to time, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Have a plan B. Be flexible on your weekend plans because it will be affected from time to time by the showers, with highs mostly in the mid-80s over the upcoming weekend. And then back to dry weather Monday. Right now this morning, east winds at 6 miles per hour. Clear skies looking nice, 69 at 8:07.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
808.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our morning traffic, and traffic's rolling pretty slowly on the boulevard. We have an accident around Carmichael Road in the boulevard, so be careful there. It's kind of jamming up around the interstate. Elsewhere on the boulevard, it's pretty thick, but the traffic's moving along pretty well. I-85 has some delays this morning. We have a slowdown starting around the Chantilly Parkway area that goes up to Taylor Road, and then once you get around the boulevard, it slows down as you head into the downtown area, so be careful there. I-65 is still experiencing our morning slowdown around the river bridges, so be careful headed into the downtown area. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any problems for you. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you. Spring and summertime fun are here. Reinhardt Toyota has the car, truck, or SUV to make it all memorable. Start your adventures in a new Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my friend Jay.
Howdy, folks.
We know you've been waiting all morning to find out what it is that Chef Paul Doe brought by yesterday from the Seafood Bistro that is not on the menu, but it can be ordered off of the specials board. And Jay?
Is it something from the sea?
No. Jay, would you like to tell them?
Sure, I would. I love that. Something from the sea? Nope, it come from the ground. It is fried green tomatoes.
And they're so tasty.
I love
them. Like, it was like eating potato chips, man. Oh. It was just...
You know, I've had fried green tomatoes. I was introduced to those when I came here. Nobody did them in Chicago. It was rare in South Florida. These are an explosion of flavor. They're crispy. They're not mushy like some are.
Not too thick, not too thin. Just perfectly sliced.
Slight kick.
And a sauce.
Are they already available?
Yes, they are.
They're available on the specials board now, along with the fish tacos, those are mahi-mahi, right?
You can do the mahi-mahi or the shrimp.
So, lots of stuff for you to explore over the Seafood Bistro. Go visit them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can always find them online at theseafoodbistro.com. And keep up with them on Facebook so you can know about these exciting new specials that they are running.
Guys, delicious. He brought the, I was going to say the yum-yum sauce, but it's dragon sauce.
Yes, the dragon sauce.
It's still pretty yum-yum. But he brought that with it. I tried it with some cranch.
I think I would try that with cranch.
I bet that would.
We had some cranch in the fridge.
Even a word.
Just brand name. We had some cranch in the fridge, so I had some with cranch. They were really, really good. They used the cornmeal that they fry their fish in,
right?
To use with the fried green tomatoes.
It's not too heavy.
Just wonderful.
How do you know they're not from the sea? Those tomatoes. They could be.
Rich.
Maybe an octopus's garden.
Oh, hey. Nice Beatle reference there. Sunny skies.
All right.
Are you guys done?
Oh, yeah, we're...
Yeah, we finished. We did the allotted time, and then Jay expounded upon why he liked the...
With cranch.
Yeah, no, I think
trying these is worth a separate trip.
God, he brought by a bunch. They were great.
It's oh, man. A whole to-go box.
There's a whole reason to come here this in the afternoon, huh?
Yeah, you missed it. Ice cream
right
and fried
after
beans.
The ice cream. I know. And the guy from Bluebell, Kenny, was like, oh, I'll take one of those.
No, it worked well. I had about six of those fried green tomatoes.
I know. I probably had about
stop.
Five.
They were literally addicted. Well, just one more. And that's how
you I had up one and walked
in
away.
In my shape.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
See, I couldn't do that with alcohol either.
I also tried the ice cream, and I was told that I would be able to get around the chocolate, and I was unable to, so I gave my ice cream to Kristen.
Oh, I was going to say, isn't that nice?
Why?
I mean, it's nice that you gave it away.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
We have an event coming up in Montgomery we're going to be talking about very shortly. We have stupid news, Morning Maroon nominees. There's a lot yet to go between now and Camp News and Views, which is 48 shopping minutes away.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County School Board voted on major cuts to Montgomery Public Schools Tuesday. 140 teacher positions will be cut, along with some office staff and transportation routes. The school system is facing a $10 million deficit. Teachers who will lose their jobs will be notified May 14th. An Alabama Senate committee will vote on a bill that would effectively make abortion illegal in the state. The bill would make performing an abortion a felony. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on that bill today following a public hearing. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is awarding 33 schools with grants to help fight obesity. This is the part of the Be Healthy School Grant Program. Five local schools will receive as much as $10,000 in grant money. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 0909. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0909. That's proflowers.com, secret code 0909.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah!
She makes sure you brush your teeth and your hair is always combed. Her vegetables you have to eat or she'll be mad, you know. Are you listening? Don't tease your sis. Are you sitting up straight in your seat? Your homework you cannot skip, or she won't be sweet, yeah. Your mother always says you must. Your mother always says you must. She's a real strict mom who is never wrong. Your mother always says you must. Hey, don't talk back to her when your mother says you must.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 8:16.
It's Enrico Palazzo!
How could you mistake Enrico Palazzo for Ken Reynolds?
Oh, my God.
Does that happen often on the streets?
Every day.
Every day. Good to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here.
And whenever you're here, there's something good going on in town, so tell us everything.
Absolutely.
We need to know.
Next weekend is one of my favorite weeks of the entire year. We have a veritable plethora of fun in downtown Montgomery, scheduled for both Friday and Saturday. We're going to kick things off on Friday night at 6 o'clock under the Union Station train shed with the 7th annual Riverbend Brewfest.
Yeah, it's always a big deal.
Absolutely. And, you know, this event just gets bigger and better every year. We already have 48 breweries who are confirmed to be represented at the Brewfest.
I know that's more than last year.
More than last year. And I'm really excited because 18 of those breweries are actually from Alabama.
Wow.
So, you know, the craft beer explosion has really taken off in Alabama. And so next Friday night under the train shed is going to be the best opportunity to see the best beers that Alabama has to offer. From local breweries in the state.
And you have to buy a ticket for this? Or?
We do. It is a ticketed event. The ABC board says we can't give it away. But, you know, we started this event 7 years ago with a $25 ticket, and we still have a $25 ticket. So I'm really excited about that. We've held the line on expenses, and we're able to, for a very nominal amount of money, allow folks to come down and have a terrific experience. We'll have food vendors on hand, of course, and we'll also have music playing by Matt Cohn and the Burnham Wood Band.
Shame on me. The train shed was a place I visited my first full day in Montgomery, and I have not been back, and I really loved it. I wanted to explore it, learn more about the history and so forth, because I'm a railroad guy. I love the history of trains, riding them, and that building is really cool. It's a great place to have an event like this.
It absolutely is, and that is truly one of the great and unique event venues in the state of Alabama. And one of the things I really like about it is when we hold events under the train shed, it is rain or shine, and since we're up on the bluff, there's usually sometimes and often a really nice cool breeze blowing across the pavement there and keeping everybody comfortable while they're enjoying what we're doing.
Perfect.
Good setup, good location, and the band again?
Matt Cohn and Burnham Wood.
Tell us a little bit about them.
Just a local band. Everybody knows Mac. He's been around for quite a while. They will play a lot of great covers from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And and they're there to provide just a great background, and obviously we want to keep the Brewfest and the incredible selection of over 100 beers to be sampled in the forefront at this event. And also with your $25 ticket, not only do you get entry into the event and the tasting itself, you also get your commemorative beer glass.
That's right. And if you've never been, if you're new to town, this is a fun event. And happening in May, it's bearable as far as comfortable, and it's always a great event. And you meet a lot of good people.
Absolutely. And by setting it up in the train shed, that train shed is, I think, 75 feet wide and 600 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got lots of room. So at the Brewfest, we don't have an issue with lines of people having to wait to get they want. You just kind of come out, mill around, meet your friends, and have a great time.
And this is a week from Friday.
A week from Friday. This will be May the 17th.
At what time do the gates open?
Well, we'll actually open everything up, and everything will start at 6 o'clock. The official pouring will begin at 6.
Hey, pouring.
Don't some people use the opportunity for an event like this to book a hotel room downtown and kind of make a, you know,
a staycation kind of thing?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're listening from out of town, listening on a podcast or on the News Talk app, as I often do as I travel around the state, come on into Montgomery. We've got lots of other things going on, great restaurants downtown and terrific hotels downtown as well that would be more than happy to accommodate you.
You've been a great friend, and it really makes us feel good to know that you stay with us on the app. That's nice to know.
Absolutely.
All righty. Did we miss anything?
Yes, we did, because on Saturday night, we're going to continue the weekend, and this will be our 7th annual River Jam Music Festival.
There's more.
There's always more in downtown Montgomery.
Wow.
I like that.
That's good.
I like that.
And we've got a fantastic lineup this year. We're going to kick things off. The gates at Riverfront Park and the amphitheater will open at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then at 6 o'clock, we're going to start the music with a young lady from Prattville who is an absolutely fantastic singer-songwriter, Jessie Lynn. Mm-hmm. And Jessie has just released her first Nashville album, and she has a single off of that album that is already charting at number 56 and moving up the charts.
Wow.
So,
Very cool.
There's just an incredible amount of musical talent in the River region, and we are showcasing two of those great acts because the second act on Saturday night is Kirk J and Country Funk, and I think most folks in Montgomery know that Kirk J was recently on The Voice and did a fantastic showing, and he did Montgomery proud with his performances on that show.
Got pretty
that
far
show.
In that.
Number three.
Yeah, number three, yeah.
That's pretty good. We've one of these days we'll have somebody that wins it all. Ruben came close. Jess Muse came close. Somebody's going to win one of those shows one of these days.
Absolutely. But
Taylor Hicks won it, didn't he?
You're right.
Yes, from Birmingham.
Yeah.
But what's he doing these days?
I don't know. Be honest with you.
And Saturday night, we're going to finish up. We have an incredible performer that's going to close things out for us on Saturday night. We are thrilled to welcome Corey Smith to Montgomery from Athens, Georgia. Fantastic singer, songwriter, and performer. Has traveled all over the world, and he's coming back close to home, and he's going to be with us Saturday night in Montgomery at the Riverwalk Amphitheater.
Very cool.
Lots going on. And people can get recaps if they just tuned in late in this particular segment at funinmontgomery.com.
We're at funinmontgomery.com, the best website in town. You can purchase your tickets for both of these events, and I will tell you, I mentioned the $25 ticket for the Brewfest and River Jam. You get all three of those incredible acts for only a $20 ticket.
Wow.
You can't touch that anywhere else. Fantastic value. You know, bring your blanket, bring your lawn chairs, come on down and have a fantastic late spring evening at the amphitheater, and those tickets are also available at our website, funinmontgomery.com. You can also purchase them over the phone at 334-625-2100, or you can swing by and see us in person at our offices at 200 Coosa Street in the Riverwalk Stadium. And Brewfest tickets are also available for folks that are stopping by Filet and Vine on Cloverdale Road.
I'm asking for a friend. Are the biscuits in town this weekend?
This weekend, no. Sorry.
Oh, I had a plan. I misread the schedule.
Yeah, let me hang on. Let me look. They are... From what I understand, until Friday, they're away. So I don't think they have any games this week. I think the home games start back up next weekend. But let me check for you just to be sure, just so we know. Here's the schedule.
The schedule.
Schedule. What is this weekend?
The 11th, 12th.
Wait a second. I could be wrong.
This will be a first, for, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you.
They're here!
They're in town!
They're away. Wow, they got a one, two, holy cow. They don't have any, okay, they've been playing since Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And their next off day is the 21st. They have games straight through from May 1st to May 20th.
And they're in town this weekend.
And they're in town this weekend, yeah. Mississippi.
Great. That's wonderful news. I kind of thought that was the case, but I wanted to confirm.
No, you're absolutely right. I thought they had, like, I thought it was at least, you know, an off day here from a whole week of away games. But no, they come home and start playing again.
You know, I love the view from the top of the RSA Tower, but in the wintertime, you look down on the ballpark and it's cold and everything, you know, basically looks, has that winter dead to it. And I've been dying to get to a game. And I've got to do it this weekend in their home.
And by the way, anybody who's listening and who wants to see us throw out the first pitch, I'm talking about you and me, it's a Monday night, June 3rd. So there you go.
Watch, yeah, I'm going to introduce my split finger fastball at that game.
If you can't see it in person, ESPN will have coverage.
Yes, as they cart the biscuit mask out, off the field to the hospital because I threw it a little bit. Well, what's the famous term for that? No.
No, that's not it.
Just a bit outside.
I'll find it eventually. Ken, great to see you.
Great to see you as well.
By the way, I just celebrated 14 years here in town last week, and it's been amazing to watch the transformation of downtown and all that's going on.
Oh, absolutely. And, yes. You know, and it's thrilling to actually be downtown and to work downtown and to be able to put together events in some of the best venues in the state and to bring in more people into that downtown area so that they can really see and appreciate the strides that we've made.
It's possible. It's possible. There's maybe a 1 in 3 or 4 chance that Goose will be coming to Montgomery at some point this year. So can we schedule a special event for that at the train shed?
Sure. Give me a date and I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Ken. I appreciate you, man. 26 past date. Let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch with another look at your morning traffic, and we have a problem on I-85. There is an accident at the Chantilly Parkway in 85 southbound, so watch out there. That is slowing things down there. We also see an accident on the boulevard right over the Atlanta Highway, so watch out there. The rest of I-85 is moving along pretty well. There's a little slowdown in the downtown area. Lots of people still headed into work, and the I-65 jam-up is thinning out. Things are looking a lot better if you're headed into downtown from Prattville. The 31s don't have any problems this morning. Let's just be careful as we head on into work. Trenum State Community College is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes starting May 20th. Registration fee is $75. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Baumhauer's winning word is back, baby.
Okay.
And
what's the winning word?
We got to do it 3 times in the morning, and I'll do the first time. I have to jam them in here between now and 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Apparently there was an internet delay or something with getting this to us.
Oh.
So
this is breaking news.
This is breaking news. I just got the email. The problem's been solved. It.
Okay.
And we will have that winning word coming up. Get ready to remember it. I went to visit an interesting place now. Jay, assuming that you get your AC issue adjusted,
yeah.
The next step is to cut your electric bills in half so you can pay for it. And this is a business called Masterfoam Insulation. You've probably heard of the concept, but Wade Cannon, who's the gentleman that refreshed my memory on the idea, and go to masterfoam.com for more. That's master-foam.com. This is amazing stuff. This is so far superior to the foam you lay into the grooves in an attic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your attic can get as hot as 130 degrees. I remember our buddy Jim Hubbard telling us, he's retired now, but he said, man, the difference in working in an attic when you're doing wiring or something that has the foam protection that they offer is so much easier than a regular attic where they get boiled alive, you know, while we're working upstairs. And of course, when it's 130 degrees in your attic, your system has to work that much harder to keep the house cool. Masterfoam puts an end to all that. If you are in the process of constructing a new home, and there's a lot of construction going on in the Preferred Community and in Twice a Day Millbrook, you ought to talk to Masterfoam about having installed, because with a new place, they can install that and cut your power bills in half. 802-FOAM is the number. 802-FOAM. In an existing house, you can cut your energy bills significantly, depending on, you know, the age of the home and so forth. There are so many advantages, that including improving the quality of the air in your house, because Master Foam blocks it all. But yeah, it can be retrofitted to an existing home. For an estimate or more information, call Master Foam Insulation and talk to Wade at 802-FOAM. Foam. That's 802. Let me spell it out. Oh, do we have the numbers on our thing? FOAM. Masterfoam.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We've been enjoying some beautiful weather this week. It continues today, but slowly the atmosphere is evolving. It is becoming a little bit more humid, mostly sunny, very warm, feeling more like June today with a high temperature 88 to 90, but we'll add a little bit more humidity to the air and maybe a nice isolated random pop-up heat-of-the-day shower somewhere in the area. Tonight slowed down to about 68. Tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 89, some spotty afternoon showers will be around. A little better coverage on the radar tomorrow, but still, many towns get missed. Then a better chance of scattered showers and storms tomorrow night. Then, as a frontal system enters the state on Friday, it parks, it stalls, and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms from time to time Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That could affect some weekend plans outdoors with a generous 50 to 60% coverage each day. Highs mostly in the middle 80s, back to dry weather Monday. Right now, east winds at 6 miles per hour, 88% relative humidity. Our temperature is 69. It's 831.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
When I say Luke Wire, you may be thinking of air conditioning and heating. That's what I've been using for many, many years. And then one day, this was just a couple of years back, when I was looking for a plumber concern, and I was going through the yellow pages, and I was kind of discouraged. A friend of mine said, did you know that Luke Wire has plumbing by Luke Wire, and they're second to none in the River Region? I said, I did not know that. Now, it is a no-brainer. It is my go-to plumber for everything, and I've used them, and I just love the way how professional they are, how they pick up the phone and tell me they're on their way, and then they assess the problem, and then they say, this is what we need to do right here, this, and this is what it's going to cost you. And then in a few minutes, it's all done, and the problem is taken care of. They're very professional, and they're ready to go 24 hours a day to 7 days a week to take care of your problem, because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call them. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
juju. What's the Beatles song that he says? That Get Back?
Yeah, but I was thinking of on the Andy Griffin Show. Judy, 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 Judy.
Goober.
Goober.
Oh, God.
Doing Cary Grant.
I actually admit, as annoying as he could be.
Judy, Judy, Judy.
Good heavens. That's the word. J-U. And Baumhauer's is running a legendary special on some of their most unique sauces for a limited time only. Get your pick of apple butter barbecue, Brazilian barbecue, or the tangy heat of the juju wings. Your choice, boneless or traditional, starting at just $4.99 for wings at Baumhauer's. Legendary fun, legendary food. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228 with the word juju. And if you are, today is Wednesday. We'll probably do it early, not too long after 3 o'clock start. And you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, redeemable at the Boulevard location where we gather tonight, or at the one downtown at 201 Union. We got your local news at 8:34. Stupid news coming out. Dogs on drugs. Yes, it could be happening.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. An Alabama Senate committee will vote on a bill that would effectively make abortion illegal in the state. The bill would make performing an abortion a felony. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on that bill today following a public hearing. The Montgomery County School Board voted on major cuts to Montgomery Public Schools Tuesday. 140 teaching positions will be cut, along with some office staff and transportation routes. The school system is facing a $10 million deficit. Teachers who will lose their jobs will be notified May 14th. And Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama is awarding 33 schools with grants to help fight obesity. This is part of the Be Healthy School Grant Program. Five local schools will receive as much as $10,000 in grant money. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Spring.
Marine is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
It's time to show Mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call to 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for Mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Vito, it's Guido here. Hey, Sunday's Mama Day. Yeah, what we gonna do, Guido? What we gonna do? Hey, you know she likes margaritas. You know she loves them people. We go out to Marguerite's. They're gonna have something for us. Something for $100. Diamond pendants, they're wonderful about it. Maybe a mother's bracelet with her birthstones and stuff on it. A necklace bracelet for $150. Whatever. We go for Mama's Day. We go to Marguerite's. Marguerite's in Peppertree. Thank you.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
They're voting on this in Denver. Give it a listen. It's our first stupid news story.
Psychedelics legalized. Denver's going crazy.
Oh, I heard about this.
Hallucinogenic trips from mushrooms they're taking.
Wearing tie-dyes.
Tripping on mushrooms to find themselves. Getting weird. Hallucinating little magic elves. Fake little elves.
That's our lead story on...
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid news.
Let's go. If they smoke enough pot.
Right. So they're going to legalize mushrooms that are those kind of mushrooms. I wonder if cows are going to go on strike now for more money.
Yeah. I mean, they not only produce milk, but the cow patties.
That's right.
A lot of those mushrooms are known to grow. That's what a friend told me.
How do I know that?
I would not know that.
I went to college.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that in high school. We had to do some report on like the Alabama environment and all this stuff or whatever. So I went out to my grandparents' farm and, you know, take this video because it runs along the Black Warrior River runs along the property line or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. I thought it'd be funny to do an outtakes reel at the end. And there were these mushrooms growing in the.
Right.
And the droppings, and I thought it was funny. I had no idea that was psychedelic mushrooms, so I had this outtakes reel on our presentation or whatever, and the next thing I know, our little stoner kids in class are coming up to me like, hey, man.
Did it just rain?
When can we go to your grandpa's farm, man?
We have more drug news, but first...
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Juju. If you write it down, that's J-U-J-U. The winning word is back. We got to do it three times in the morning show. This is time number two. Jot it down. This afternoon, be caller 9-272-9228. And you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And we gather there tonight. I may see if I can get some of these wings out on a plate for the gang to see.
Oh, that'd be nice. That's a thought. Because you haven't lined up tomorrow morning's breakfast, have you?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, it's Burger Day, but Burger Day can be moved if it needs to.
Oh, that's right. You usually do that after Baumhauer's. Yeah.
I can't schedule Sloppy Joe until I know it's just right.
Mm-hmm.
And it took maybe a tablespoon more of vinegar and about a quarter cup of dark brown sugar. And that's how I achieved that great taste you guys enjoyed this morning. At 8:41, Dogs on Drugs.
CBDVD, doggy treats, they're gonna chill your dog out. CBDVD, for your collie, just put a drop.
What a shame, because Kate Armstrong was in the house with us yesterday, and I would have loved to have discussed this with him, because they're making a lot of advances in veterinary medicine as it is, but I would have loved to have gotten his take on CBDBBDB, which is a...
BVDs.
Which you pronounce like that. It's an extract from marijuana, which is also known by the street name...
The Devil's Lettuce.
Jazz Cabbage.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. Oh, pot.
Yeah, the store that I was into in Seattle, they had a little section off with a little, there's a little bitty ceramic pit bull dog on the thing, and it was like a jar of dog biscuits, but they were CBD infused.
But you're supposed to use them for medicinal purposes. Yeah. Like if your dog gets anxious during storms.
Well, it really helps. I talked to the lady running the store. I was like, they do it for dogs? She said, yeah. It's done wonders for my dog. Has hip problems.
Yes.
And
now, that's where this state and just misses the boat completely, because that is, in many cases, for people with certain conditions, the only option, medical marijuana.
And the fact that we don't allow it currently is just... It's Stone Age.
We can... Exactly. We cannot say...
I didn't mean it that way.
The puns just happen, because you're so punny.
You know what? We ought to rename this show Pundemonium. But...
again, I say that the last thing that Bailey needs is the munchies.
She has no appetite issues whatsoever.
No.
Let's go from pot to coke. Like I did in the 70s. Actually, Coca-Cola is celebrating its 133rd birthday today.
It's the real thing.
Da 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 da. I'm not going to play that little. I think
in
I have it.
In the back of your mind. It's what you're hoping to find.
The question today is, how do we pronounce? Now, a lot of people call any soft drink a Coke. I never heard that until I came here.
Yes.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah.
That's right. In our part of the country, it's pop. In the East Coast, it's soda. Here, it's Coke, no matter what it is.
Hey, I'm going to the kitchen. Do you want a Coke? Yeah. What do you have? Yeah. I've got 7-Up. Right. I've got RC. I've got root beer. Oh, I'll take a root beer. Thanks. Right. Okay.
Thanks to you. For the first time, I understand how that Coke thing works.
Yeah, what do you want? Right.
So you say, do you want a Coke? And then
what do you want?
Choices. Yeah, which one do you want?
anything... Lines. I meant to say lime, not line.
I see. 16 minutes now before nine.
Now, I actually use the word soda. Because I ate cold sodas, that was the way.
It's pop.
It changed in me when I was in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. I picked up some of their bad habits. Yeah, 13% say pop, 11% say Coke, 8% say soft drink.
Who says soft drink?
I've never heard anybody. Would you like a soft drink?
I just spilled a soft drink.
Maybe grandma would ask you that.
Yeah.
But, 5% say soda pop.
Ew.
Now, have you ever heard anybody describe a Coke as a fizzy drink?
No.
2% claim they use that.
No.
By people who wear their pants very high-waisted.
Fizzy drink.
By the way, soda is... The majority uses in the Northeast and
the East Coast, yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
The Midwesterners say pop, and 40% just say soda.
In the newspaper, the ads say pop.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
There was a little general store down at the Pike's Place Market in Seattle that I would go to every single year, and they would have all kinds of cheeses set out. But in the back, they would have the coolers that have rows upon rows of vanilla cream soda, mm-hmm. root beer, mm-hmm. sarsaparilla.
Oh, it's good. Good root.
Ginger beer.
Yeah.
Just all kinds of varieties and everything you could think of. And they closed. Last year when I went, they were closed.
Remember those Little Toms? The Little Toms bottles? Yeah,
that's what I use. Isn't that what we use now? Or are they even smaller? Smaller and rounder?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but Little Tom had, you mentioned cream soda.
Mm-hmm.
I remember cream soda.
They had cream soda. They had grape and cherry flavored soda, that sort of thing. But they also had your cream, your root beer, your ginger beer, your sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Did anybody ever have a Green River?
What is that?
Is that a
Creedence Clearwater Revival?
That's a great CCR song. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Now, there was a. We used to have like a diner that was a walk. So when we wanted to be big shots as kids, we'd go there and not just to the place for a soda. Green River was a phosphate drink, and that's where this green lime flavored syrup would come out and immediately mix with the phosphate, the seltzer water. And it was pretty popular, but I have not seen it in many years.
It originated in Chicago.
Yeah. All right, so do I tell the truth here? Everybody looks at me like, what are you on Mars?
No, we don't.
Nobody looks at you like that, thinking that you're not telling the truth about your little soda drink from when you were a kid back in, what is that, 1919?
All right. No, that's
I think that's what it says, that it was created in 1919.
It's a Green River.
That's it.
Ew. You remember, it looks like the whole
It was game. Better in a soda fountain.
But
configuration.
I have to throw this out. Do you remember the A&W drive-ins? A&W,
sure.
A&W Root Beer?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That was great.
Those are good. Yeah, I have IBC Root Beer at Food Outlet. You get a 4-pack of 16-ounce bottles for like $2. Wow. It's really good root beer. And the ice cream Bluebell is, what, under $5?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I have myself a root beer float.
Ooh.
Early 20th century entertainer Eddie Cantor, while with the Ziegfeld Follies of 1918, penned a jingle for the Green River soft drink.
Really? Oh, I wonder if we could find that.
For a drink that's fine without a kick, try Green River. It's the only soft drink you should pick. Try Green River. In fact, the name of the CCR song was inspired by the drink.
Is that right? Now really cool. That's a great...
That is a little piece of trivia. I had no idea in all the years I played that song.
Interesante.
8:48.
Time now for Bomb Hour's word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Juju.
If you missed it 7 minutes ago and the 3 minutes before that.
Well, we have big turnover on this show.
Look, do we want to give away lunch for two at Bomb Hours today or not?
Yes,
the rules say we got to announce the word three times.
I understand the rules. It's comical.
Plus, I wanted to get everybody's attention because it's been off for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Just through an accounting error.
Oh.
Or something like that. So sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon during happy hour, I will ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up now. All of a sudden, I'm feeling squeezed for time at 8:49. But we got a moment here to pause and look at what's available at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars in the category of vehicles under $10,000. In fact, they have a great option for you in the under $5,000 category, and that's a 2003 Honda Accord XL. New driver in the family, you want them in something that has a reputation for endurance, but also all the modern safety features. This car, by the way, in addition to engines that are ready to deliver reliable driving miles, bodies that have got good vehicle histories and look great, and nice clean interiors, the safety features on these vehicles are also checked and tested. So when you have a new driver, you want them out there in something that will give them a little protection in case they make a mistake. And that is available in that 2003, $4,800. But if you've always wanted to drive a Lexus or an Audi, they've got those in this category as well. And they look good. This 2007 Lexus looks like it just came off the assembly line. And
you can enjoy the luxury of Lexus for a fraction of what you're paying new. And who's going to ask when it looks that great? See Tip Tames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or browse online by type of vehicle, price range, type of category, whatever category you want. They've got them all posted at jackingram.com. Hi, Lori.
Hey there. Good morning, y'all. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Blue Water Broadcasting. Thank you so much. I work at one of our local shelters. As a matter of fact, I work in the donation arena for that. And we did our pickup yesterday, met at one of the shelters to get our portion. And on behalf of Elmore County Animal Shelter, we thank you, thank you, thank you. When it gets hot, when it's summertime, the intake goes way up. Puppies and kittens. Mm-hmm. And so we just thank y'all so much. My husband actually went and helped do the pickup yesterday. And I just want, on behalf of our shelter, to give y'all huge, amazing thank you.
We appreciate that.
And you're with the Elmore County?
Yes, ma'am. I work for them, and I also foster for them. So I always have, foster puppies in my home. And every donation gets used. It is needed. It is appreciated. And
well, we appreciate you and Elmore County.
Now, y'all have the thrift store that's attached to the shelter, kind of, right?
Yes, ma'am. I spend my paycheck in that thrift store every week.
I was about to say, I popped in there one day, maybe on a Saturday, 15 minutes before y'all were closing up, and it was awesome.
They have everything. I mean, there's anything. Everything. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten vinyl albums for my mom.
Wow.
I've gotten furniture. They have anything and everything. And everyone at that thrift store volunteers. They give their time.
That's awesome.
Outstanding.
So we just really appreciate the community, rallying around. For those that don't have a voice, we are their voice.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all. God bless y'all. Have a super blessed week.
Take care.
Beautifully said. Lori, everybody else that's called the show this morning and through the week is eligible to win the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto in a special Emily segment drawing at the end of Friday's show. And that includes a complete service on your vehicle. And by the way, any of the three locations is a great place to get your vehicle checked out if you've got Memorial Weekend driving plans, whether it's 50 or 500 or more miles. I never go to Florida without stopping at Don Duncan first and getting the check. And what a miracle. In 10 years that I've been doing that, I've never had a problem with my vehicle while I'm on the road, which is nice. Never had to spend a night in Owosso.
You had one issue that was not anybody's fault other than, I think it was a rental car you had.
It was a car I bought. This is a long time ago. This is 2007.
I remember.
And that's before Don Duncan.
Because you were stranded.
Marooned on a 95-degree day, 3 miles north of, Wildwood, Florida, with Hershey, who was a puppy.
Oh, man.
And waiting 2 hours, 2 hours for help. That was a nightmare, and I have not had a problem like that since. But that was pre-DD, as we say. Pre-Don Duncan. This is a clever way to say something. I try to be different. East?
Hey, quick request and a question. This afternoon, if you would you play Green River for us?
I'd love to, now that we know the story on that, yeah.
1919.
Yeah, and then my question is this. What is the Baumhauer winning word of the day?
Oh, hold on a moment. Let us play the opening for you. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I won't. We have to make sure
we have everyone's attention.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Juju.
That's it.
Thanks a lot. Y'all have a great day.
I was going to have Simba the birthday elephant say it, but just as well. Does everybody have it now?
I think so.
We may or may not have Morning Maroons next at 8:55.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 0909. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 0909. That's proflowers.com, secret code 0909.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Welcome back to the show.
It's us.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
juju.
Repeating again, that word is juju.
I will ask you for that sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. 272-9328 winning. Ninth caller will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Ask him about the... I'm going to try and get a plate of those juju wings out on the table tonight.
Yeah.
Morning Maroon nominees. We don't need to skip the usual intro today.
You're going to have people calling in on Friday to win the thing. Be like, juju?
Juju?
Is that it? Why did I say juju?
Now that I've burned it in everybody's head over the last...
Roy!
20... That was fun last week, saluting all the...
Roy!
But that is not the winning word. Juju is the winning word.
Oh. Juju!
I'm just going to put this... Guess what state?
Oh, jeez.
Florida. Where police arrested a woman who pulled an alligator out of her yoga pants.
Oh, out of her yoga pants?
Yes! Oh, my gosh.
Punta Gorda. Florida. That's not the name of the offender. Yes, 22-year-old Punta Gorda.
Yeah.
Punta Gorda, Florida is where this happened. 22-year-old guy named Michael Clemens was driving, and a 25-year-old woman named Ariel Machan Laquier.
Uh-huh. That's not our winning word of the day.
L-E-Q-U-I-R-E.
I just love the way you said it.
It was your face.
La queer.
It's a French spelling.
It was just funny to hear it. That's all.
Ariel Machan Laquier.
Laquier
let the police search her car. They found a bag with 41 small turtles.
It's
singing happy together.
The way you say that makes it sound like that... You only played it once this morning. I wish you